So today's tip is, well, I think I'm just going to call it power poles because that's what it is.
Don't Google that, people.
Exactly. Don't Google power poles. But this is a fantastic. So a lot of people, like you're a gym person or something like that you like you really like getting a bit of huff and puff. What I'm finding is a lot of people have started running and they're now getting all these injuries because they weren't meant to run every single day. Mm. So if you want to get a bit of huff and puff, all of us have a natural walking cadence, right? So when you walk basically at a certain pace. And have you ever walked with one of your fast walking friends? If you have a friend that can, and like within.
Well, I'm the fast walker.
Oh, you're the fast walking
friend.
I'm
the fast walker, yeah.
So anybody walking next to you within seconds of walking next to you, they're going to be like, like this. Yeah.
Can we slow down? Do we have to? Are you marching? You know, could you slow down? I go, no, yes, I am marching to war.
I know, this is what I say to Rick. Are we in a rush somewhere? Like we're on holidays? Do we really need to have to go to this place? All right, so basically you are the fast walking friend. So what you do is you go on your normal walk. So say you're just walking around the streets and you go every second power pole, you walk the pace of your fast walking friend. So all you need to do is increase your pace by about 10%. So right. You would increase your pace to, you know, the 10% more. Mm. And then suddenly what you'll find is that you're getting enormous amounts of huff and puff in a very short period, which is fantastic. So you go first power pole, normal pace, second power pole, James pace.
Mild interval training.
That's it. That's exactly it. And it's super easy. You're not going to get an injury. You get huff and puff really quickly. In fact, you'll be utterly exhausted even on the flat in a very short period of time. Yeah.
We had Rob DiCostella on a week or two ago because we were talking about, because I said this, it's like, I haven't seen this many joggers since the 1970s, you know, like. Everybody is out jogging. Obviously, you know, they. I can't get to the gym, so I'll do the running. And he was saying the same sort of thing. Look, the problem is running's great, but you've got to take it easy. You've got to work your way into it. You can't just sort of suddenly go out running and expect to do 10Ks. There's too many injuries.
A lot of my physio friends, because there's still quite a lot of physio practices that are seeing people, and this is what they're seeing. They're seeing all these overuse injuries. So people who haven't run for years, they've got plantar fasciitis, they've got Achilles pain, they've torn their hamstrings trying to run up a stair, whatever.
Yep.
So really, you just do the James Valentine power pole and off you go.
So if you're new to running, think about running 3 times a week max and do this on some of the other days.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Excellent. Thank you.